monthly meeting of the Franklin Township Community School Corporation School Board to order. Please stand and we'll say the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Can I entertain a motion to approve tonight's agenda?
So moved.
Moved, Mr. Walker?
Second.
Second, Ms. Folk. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries 5-0. At this time, we would welcome anybody from the public to come forth to the podium. You can present to the board with 3 minutes. State your name and address. Thank you, Yvonne. I know typically we like to converse and have the administration get back with you on those questions, so we've got your name and happy to talk to you after the meeting.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep. Any other questions or comments from the public tonight? All right, seeing none, we will move forth to item number 3, the consent agenda. Tonight's consent agenda includes our board meeting minutes, fund and expenditure summary report, accounts payable vouchers and payroll claims, personnel report, donations, fundraisers, and surplus equipment for disposal. Can I have a motion and a second to approve tonight's consent agenda?
So moved.
So moved, Ms. Folk?
Second,
Ms. Gowan. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries 5-0. Next, we jump into our discussion items for tonight. Letter A, Central 9 report. Ms. Downer.
All right. Central 9 board met again. A lot of good information about the end of the year that I'm going to share, and then a presentation on the Vincennes Early College presentation that I will have Terry send out to each of you, and I'll just share a little bit about that presentation as well. So this year, 88.2% of the students that enrolled in Central 9 maintained enrollment throughout the year, which actually was an increase from last year, which was 85. So a nice jump there, especially considering COVID. So they were very pleased about that. Over 5,100 college credits were earned this year, and that's 1,000 more than last year. So a lot of college credits were earned. 349 industry-recognized certifications were earned, and that's 100 more than last year. So, again, considering COVID and how much time that students were out, either just because of COVID or symptoms, I mean, that was a lot, or hybrid learning. 74% of the juniors that were in Central 9 are re-enrolling as seniors. So, again, a nice indicator that they're doing well. So good things are happening for our students. They didn't break it down by the partnering schools, but that is something that we've all asked so that we can see how our individual schools are doing, although my guess is we have some of that information here as well. The construction project is moving forward, and we'll be working with Pepper Construction as well as Lancer plus Beebe. So that will be moving forward, so we're glad to see that. And then on the mask question, Central 9 has not made that decision about what they will be doing as far as masks for next year. We will take the lead of the partnering schools, but we are watching and listening to what the partnering schools will be doing and then follow that lead. So we're keeping count or paying attention to what they're doing. As far as Vincennes is doing, we are doing an early college and career program with Vincennes, and really looking to see how we can up the opportunities for the students with the Vincennes program. And again, I'll go ahead and send that out to everybody. So it will be with the minutes as well. But really looking to see how students can participate in their dual credit offering. So really looking to see what students can participate in, and making sure that they have the opportunity if they want to get that associate's degree before they graduate high school, if that's something that they're interested in. It's not for all of the programs at Central 9, but definitely a few of them. Auto collision, criminal justice, diesel, landscaping, precision machine, and visual communications are all participating. So if you participate in those for the 2 years at Central 9, then you do have the opportunity to leave with your associate's degree. It is pretty much at no cost for the associate's degree. So, I mean, it's a great opportunity for those students who choose to do that. So, again, I'll have Terry send that around to you. Dental, veterinarian, and CNA also have dual credit classes that students can take, but you're not going to go all the way through and get that associate's degree with those classes, but you're going to get a lot of dual credit if that's something that you want to take at Central 9. So a lot of great things are happening for our students, and hopefully more kids will take and participate. So.
Yes, I have a question. What's the capacity of students at Central 9, and are we near that as far as growth goes? Not we, as far as all the schools, you mind?
Yep, so I believe, and Chase may know more, I think we were at 1,200 last year. I'd have to look, but I'll get those numbers for you. We were down 200 this year. In enrollment, and that really had strictly to do with COVID enrollment. We're up 100 for this coming year. Now that could change a little bit, and we still have room for about 100 more. With the building project, they're not adding onto the footprint per se, but they are repurposing the footprint, and they do think that they can add probably another 100 kids.
So there is room for growth as far as different things.
There's plenty of room for growth. It's about instructors and spaces and seats for kids. For example, welding, that is a place that the construction project's addressing, that we can fill seats immediately. Welding, we've got to wait in that program almost always.
Okay.
Some of a program like athletic training, a little tougher to get the kids into. You don't need as many seats there, so it depends on the program, that's what you're saying.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. But I'll get you the numbers as well.
Okay. Just curious.
Any other questions? All right, seeing none, we'll jump to the FTEF report. I wasn't able to go to Friday's meeting, and I know Di wasn't able to be here tonight, but she wanted me to just do friendly plugs for the Fast Flash that is in the back-to-school bash that's fast approaching on the Saturday before the start of the school year, July 31st. Also, the foundation is planning the 25th annual Golf for Kids outing, and that is scheduled for September 17th. At the meeting, they went over the foundation's bylaws and did a review of those, and also discussed and approved the 990 and year-end compilation for tax purposes for the foundation. So those are the quick highlights of the meeting that happened this Friday. Any questions? All right, seeing none, we are back to Dr. Pettit. I would assume because the session is over, we've got some law changes to policy, so I'll hand it over to him.
Thank you. Yes, this month and next month, I'll be bringing first read policies that are all due to legislative session changes. Next month will probably be about as many, maybe a couple more also. On the school wellness, Church has recommended changes. They've recommended first is the introduction paragraph, which is an overview that was not in the previous policy. Really, what's different in this one is if you go to the sold and non-sold foods and beverages, it's required to have these provisions in the policy, and so those have been added, as well as at the end, above administrative guidelines, the annual notification of the policy and the evaluation. Those are needing to be added within the changes that have been made. Betsy Willard and Jill and Kathy Horning all also reviewed the policies from FTCSC to make sure that we have the right wellness coordinator, that we have the right instruments listed. But those are the policy changes for that one. For
Dr. Pettit, I would assume they're going to add our school corp on that first paragraph because it's bracketed school corporation. Or is that just going to say that generally?
Oh, no. Sorry. Thank you.
Okay.
It will for the next week.
Okay. All right.
Thank you. On the use of school facilities, both Fred and Rick have reviewed. The changes on that really go to the playgrounds. We will be having to put a sign, and the warning sign is right there, what it will say. That will go on all to the playground areas, warning under Indiana law, a school is not liable for an injury to or the death of, et cetera, et cetera. But that will become a sign that will be with all the playgrounds. So that piece has been added to the policy. And then on the H-175, due to Indiana Code changes at the end, the 31-9-2-44.1 and 31-33.8-7, with those changes, the one, two, three, the fourth paragraph, there's a change from it was when DCS would come, the principal would do everything he could to notify parents due to some certain situations. There's been changes in DCS are able to interview students without parent consent if it reaches one of the those following criteria. Then in the administrative guidelines, which is separate from the policy but to support the policy, Church and Church has recommended that we list, which is what's in the Indiana Code section of all those circumstances. So on my Church and Church notes, I have a whole paragraph that we'll be adding to administrative guidelines to provide a little more detail on that. And that's the changes in the schools and governmental agencies. And like I said, next month I'll bring a few more for the first reading, and then June, July, by August, we should have all of the updated policies needed complete.
Any further questions for Dr. Pettit? All right, seeing none, we We will move forward into our action items for tonight. Letter A, adopt resolution approving form of Third Amendment to lease. Mr. McWhorter.
Thank you. Yes, sir. Actually, the next two agenda items are related to the Kittley Intermediate Project, bringing the resolution to form a lease and a reapproving building corporation. Kind of goes back to when we first started back in January of 2021. We had our timeline for our proposed project where we had hearings on the particular project, what we're going to do at Kittley back in February 22nd. Had another meeting on March 8th, another one on March 15th. Went through the essentially the remonstrance process, which included referendum process, which nobody remonstrated against it, so we don't have to go through the referendum process, which is under the cap, so this doesn't affect the overall tax bill because we're already at our cap. So this part of the process is a resolution. Now we're getting to the debt financing part of the project. So whereas we approved to do the academic addition, the gym, and the cafeteria, now we have to go through the lease process in which we have a holding corporation, which is separate entity from the school corporation, but directly related in a sense. So the school corporation will go through the process, but the holding corporation essentially issues the bonds and then leases the and owns the building. They lease that building back to the school corporation. So the first resolution is to approve not the lease, but the form of the lease so that we can have a hearing on it at the next board meeting in July. So with that, we ask that the school board any questions. I thank you to Colin and Ms. Folk for calling. They had a couple questions earlier, so I appreciate that. And then the
okay.
resolution to approve the form of the lease so that we can have a public hearing on it at the July meeting.
All right. Can I get a motion and a second to approve the form of the Third Amendment to lease?
So moved.
I move Ms. Folk. Second, Ms. Gallen. Is there any discussion or further questions for Mr. McWhorter? Right, seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries 5-0. All right.
The second issue is a resolution of reapproving the building corporation. Like I said, it's a separate entity. So in order for the building corporation, which is a not-for-profit Indiana corporation, to issue tax-exempt bonds, the IRS requires that the school board approve the building corporation and authorize it to issue tax-exempt bonds on behalf of the school corporation. So we did this a similar resolution before we did our junior high lease. The only difference between that one and this one is, as we were going through the process, we discovered that the members of the lease, their terms have expired. So this also approves appointing and replacing some of the school board, or not school board, the holding court members.
All right, is there a motion and a second so we can have discussion to adopt the resolution reapproving the building corporation?
So moved.
So moved, Mr. Walker.
Second.
Second, Ms. Gallen. Are there any discussion or further questions for Mr. McWhorter?
Yes, I have one question. Is there a term limit on these?
Yeah, or they're supposed to be 3-year terms. Although that hadn't necessarily been adhered to in the past.
So does it automatically roll over? I assume.
Well, they continue until a successor is appointed. Okay. So in this case, yes.
Every 3 years, this ought to be brought to the board.
Correct.
For approval.
So the corporation was formed actually in 2011, so it should have been redone in 2014 and 2017.
Because I kind of vaguely remember when we had the schools that were dormant, the Annex and Watermaker and Acton, I think, the holding corporation held those.
Yeah, the holding corporation holds the deeds for all the leased property.
And as I recall, I was told, now I'm going from memory again, had something to do with charter schools. Is that correct?
I'm not.
No.
And and Fred, correct me if I'm wrong, the bylaws, I mean, this entity has been used for years, right?
Originally, actually, goes back before that.
I was going to say, they built the original buildings.
It was a school building corporation.
Okay.
And then, which was the original holding corp. So then, when they had multiple buildings that needed to be leased, created a new multi-building holding corporation, which was what this signed. The old corporation assigned all the leases to the multi.
Okay.
So the school building corporation now holds all the leases.
So those bylaws you sent us a year ago still technically kind of follow this, or
the bylaws are very similar. The articles of corporation are the same.
Right. No, I knew those were still current. And then, just correct me if I'm wrong, but it's not like this because we, the school board, this corporation can't do anything without us acting first, correct?
Correct. Right. Yeah, they cannot issue bonds or debt without this school board approving it first.
Right.
Correct.
So they can't decide to go buy land or lease or build anything.
Yeah. So then, and even with bids, for example, so even though it also comes down, even though they technically own the building, so when we do bids, construction bids and things like that, this board will still accept those bids and then assign it over to them.
Okay. That's what I thought, but I just wanted to go on the record.
You hate to say it's a rubber stamp, but it's a rubber stamp.
Right, and they talk about that at the legislature.
It's a legal workaround for the Dell.
And per Indiana code, how this has been set up. Correct, okay. I thought this was all in code. So, any other questions for Mr. McWhorter? All right, seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed, same sign. Motion carries 5-0.
Actually, I'm going to abstain.
You're going to abstain, Don? Okay. 4-0, Don abstains. For item C, approved transportation center addition.
Yes, sir. This is actually a fun topic, I think, to go through. I actually have an audience, Steve Shaw, Steve Conwell, with the transportation department. If we have any specific questions, but in the documentation that we gave you, essentially, if you had, all the growth that we've had in the community township, we've grown over 1,300 students in the last 4 years. We've added 13 buses, went from 79 to 92. We're still expected to grow another 200 kids plus a year for the next 10 years. We're just basically running out of space at the transportation center. We have four maintenance bays right now. So what this proposal would do would add an additional two maintenance bays, some office space, and some training area, which I think if you ask either one of the Steves out there, it's always crowded, especially when you have morning and afternoon routes and stuff coming in. And it was exacerbated a little bit this year with the COVID situation. So additional space is definitely needed. It's one of the hardest working groups that we have. But it's time. We can either be proactive on the subject or we can be reactive on the subject. And I think it's time that we're kind of proactive to deal with this growth as we're going along. So we'd be happy to answer your questions. The preliminary budget would be just under $1.6 million. Jared, we bring up the rendering. So it would add that part to the top there, the two bays. Go up one point. So just the bottom half of that screen is the existing building. The top half of that screen would be the addition. So you'd have two bays on the left-hand side, some more part storage. You'd have four offices, additional offices we could add. And then we'd have a larger area group thing that they could use for break rooms and for training as well, and some additional bathrooms, which are needed. If you can scroll down to the down right there, one more. So that's kind of the picture of it, where you can see the lean-to in the front is basically coming off. So the two bays and the doors would be added to it. So it's increasing the building size about a third, 7,000. That we ask the project and approve architect moving forward. so we can get ready to get bids. And
how are we doing on acreage? Are we running out of room over there? I mean, do you see us?
Well, we're landlocked, so yeah, we're not.
I mean, do you see us in the next 10 years, maybe?
No, we have
another
room.
Location. We have room.
We have, it's, you know, Steve and them will probably say we'd love to have more room, but we can rearrange things in. We can encroach more on facility side if we needed to. That's, we've added the 13 buses. We have a few more slots, you know, so the next 10 years, I think we're good. We also have the back parking lot where the band bus is, or the band trailer is, if we had to reconfigure stuff there. Right now, we're okay.
Okay. So we don't, so we can ask further questions. Can I get a motion in a second to approve the Transportation Center addition?
So moved.
So moved, Ms. Folk.
Second.
Second, Ms. Gowan. Got ahead of yourself, Larry.
Question done. I'm sorry, I kind of ran out.
It's okay. Go ahead, Don.
So my question actually is similar to Mr. Walker's. I agree that we need the space and construction opportunities. I guess I'm somewhat worried that if we're doing the construction as planned, then we're also locking ourselves in other construction opportunities, because we're taking up space there in that kind of parking lot or that area. And I'm wondering, did we think about doing construction in other places?
Yes, but it would be 6 times more expensive. Probably if they build a new transit, you wouldn't have to have the land. Just the pavement alone would be astronomical cost of
move the gas tank. So to your point, though, we have had internal questions about if we had to move something off campus, it would be facilities and maintenance.
Because we have that 7 acres on Southeastern that we could
we
use.
Do.
Well, it's not zoned for that.
And it has a tank somewhere. I think it's a water tank.
It's not. It's been removed. But that property is sold already. We do have behind the junior high, which I don't know if those people would want that. It's a really good location right now because there's no homes, with the exception of the one house, there's no homes around that. And you can't get any more centrally located than where we're at. So to build a new transportation center, you know, you're talking, you know, several millions of dollars. It's the asphalt, also costly. So right now, I think for next 10, 15 years, this addition will take care of us for sure. And it won't be wasted money. Because if we ended up moving it later, we could use that building for maintenance or facilities.
Maintenance, yeah.
Or we could end up moving, like Dr. Hibbert said, move maintenance and facilities somewhere else, and then we could expand that area even further out. But we did consider, do we?
So if at Kittley, behind Kittley, there are a couple fields there. If you move to the east, you could actually put maintenance, garage, and all that right there. So it'd still be centrally located.
Do we just have the one tank underground?
We have two. We have diesel and unleaded.
Fred, I know it wasn't really specified. Are we using rainy day funds to pay for this, operation funds?
So we're using existing appropriation, existing cash within the rainy day fund.
Okay. Thank you. Any other questions for Mr. McWhorter?
Having been in that building several times, I would argue maybe that we're not even being proactive, because they probably could have used this addition a few years ago. So,
if you don't mind, Steve, you guys got any comments you want to say? Or?
Thank you.
Is there room at the annex for now for them to meet anywhere? The auditorium? No.
Final question, Fred, that I forgot to ask you. What's our projected timeline with all the financing and whatnot if we approve this tonight?
Well, we have the cash, so that's not the issue. So it's
the bidding and who can do the work.
About 18 months.
Okay. So it's not going to be quick.
No. Because, design will start immediately. It's like everything else you're reading about in the paper. It's steel. We don't know if it's going to be 8-week lead time for steel or 12-week lead time for steel.
Right.
And then, all the other sundry, prices. So, I'm kind of leery on the budget side of things. I'm pretty sure that I have a contingency line number in here on purpose because of the prices fluctuation that's going on right now. So that's the big thing is what inflation of price is going to be. Good thing about it is it won't really interfere with operations per se, because we can run everything out the south side of the building while there's construction on the north side of the building.
Okay.
Unlike a school where you have to time things to do certain things just in the summer
breaks
and stuff like that. So this, once we get going and have the materials on hand, that should go relatively quickly because half of it's just a big pole barn.
Right. But we're doing architect tonight, and you're going to come back with us to approve all the bids and everything.
Then we'll come back with the bids.
Okay. Okay. Any other questions? All right. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries 5-0. All right. We'll move into item D, approve audiology services agreement for 2021-22. Dr. Kite. Can I have a motion and a second so we can have further discussion?
So moved.
Second. Moved Mr. Walker, second Ms. Gowan. Is there any questions for Dr. Kite? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed, same sign. Motion carries 5-0. Item E, approve the Indiana Dual Language Immersion Program application for Arlington Elementary. Dr. Kite. Okay. Oh, okay. 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 So we will move.
It's just an FYI.
All right, thank you. So no action for E. We will move to F, approve the Zello contract. Dr. Hoteri.
Good effort on pronouncing that. Zello. Zello is a company that does college and career readiness software for students, for high school students, and actually K-12 students. We've been using Naviance for an extended amount of time, not really using Naviance to the level that I would like to see college and career readiness work in Franklin Township. For you guys that have had seniors come through, there's a little bit of a gap in terms of looking into college and careers once they leave us and head off into the world. And so what Zello is going to do for us, it's going to integrate with Skyward. When a student is in eighth grade, when they make their first high school schedule, they'll actually make a four-year plan in Zello. So you as a parent will see all 4 years of their courses right there in front of them. And it integrating with Skyward, it will turn green when they get the grade in it and they've got that credit. It will turn red if they need to retake it. And from year to year, if the courses are ready, they click a button, it uploads into Skyward, and their scheduling is done. So just that piece alone from the schools I've talked to, Texas is a big user with their college and career readiness. They said that piece alone is worth having Zello. The piece that I'm super excited about is actually the college and career readiness lessons that it comes with. Specifically on our e-learning days, when our teachers are in professional development and offering 15-minute lessons where kids are kind of just doing a little bit, we can now overlay a college and career readiness component where families can work together to talk a little bit about a student's interests, their personality, how they learn, and how that impacts career. I actually tested this out with my sixth going to be seventh grader, and we had an really, really good conversation about her personality, how she likes to learn. She's a kinesthetic learner, and so she was seeing a lot of jobs pop up that were kinesthetic related, and we talked about those and the earnings and the colleges you have to go to for those. And so it's a really, really neat program. This was came upon this program when we were meeting with our counselors consistently to figure out a way to help them out with the college and career readiness portion of their job. You know, they've got a lot on their plate. This is something that we can automate, and we can really have our families have an excellent experience with college and career readiness. So we do recommend approval of a 3-year contract with Zello.
So we can have further questions and discussion. Can I get a motion in a second to approve the Zello contract?
So moved.
So moved, Ms. Folk.
Second.
Second, Ms. Gowan. Is there any discussion?
Chase, this is a very specific question, but do you know, is it going to be smart enough to, when you make the 4-year plan, because I'm all about the 4-year plan, yep. I have several grids at home, right, when we've tried to do this, is it going to be smart enough to know that you have to have this prerequisite before you can take this other course, or we only offer this to juniors and seniors, or...
It will be smart enough because Skyward is smart enough to do that. Because of the integration, when we set up the courses in Skyward, the prerequisites are set up, which will not allow a kid to select a course that does not have the correct prerequisite for it. On top of that, the counselor does approve the courses that come through. So instead of entering each course code, as which the counselors do now, they'll be looking at a list and clicking through and making sure that those kid has the correct sequence. But because Skyward's smart enough, Zello will be smart enough because of that link that they have.
Excellent.
Chase, are we using some of our COVID money to pay for this?
Yeah, correct. Okay. Lindley wrote it into CARES 3 now. Yeah, CARES
okay. 3. That's what I figured. I was really happy to see some of the Indiana districts, especially one of our neighboring districts, Decatur, that they're using this. Do we see, if it goes well, that I see South Knox using it for everybody? Are we seeing that maybe an expansion, if it goes well, to other grades?
Yeah, so the reason that I got the name Zello is CISE is the state vendor for Zello. And so they had a presentation, and when I listened in, Naviance is starting to lose the market just a little bit because they don't offer that specific college and career readiness lesson portion that everybody's looking for. So I do see some school districts coming on board with a program like this.
CISC is our purchasing cooperative.
Okay.
How do we get the word out to our parents or our students about this?
So we'll have very specific – so once I emailed the counselors today, we talked about this coming to the board, and if there was approval, we would talk about an implementation timeline. They really feel like by the September e-learning date that we could have a launch where we come out to our parents, talk about Zello. Zello's got great launch kits. But then from that point, the counselors would really push that usage, and then we would monitor the login and usage data of our students and parents aspect.
Okay.
Any other questions for Dr. Hotari? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries 5-0. And the fun things we get to do, item G, approve a Franklin Central Junior High field trip. Dr. Hotari.
Yeah, our thespians would like to head to the State Thespian Leadership Retreat at Maryville High School. Mrs. Whitson has sent me over all the details. It's in the memo in front of you as well to make sure the chaperones are taken care of and all those things when you're taking junior high students overnight that you want to make sure you have all the structures and processes in place, and they do. And so we recommend approval of these kiddos getting to go to an awesome experience there at Maryville High School.
For any further questions and discussion, can I get a motion and a second to approve the field trip?
So moved.
So moved, Ms. Folk.
Second.
Second, Ms. Gowan. Are there any questions? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries 5-0. Is there any new business tonight to come before the board? Any old business? Okay.
So, I know a few months ago we talked about live streaming the board meetings. Actually live streamed. We're here live, so I don't know really how that's going. But when I went to check on one of the meetings, I realized that we don't post the live stream. We're just posting the video recording. And I'm wondering why we're not posting the live stream.
I thought live stream meant that you had to watch it live, but I'm not very good with that and how it works, but I thought that's what it meant to be live streamed, is that you watch it live, and if you wanted something after the fact, then you would listen to the recording, but maybe I misunderstood.
Well, you can live stream. When I made the motion months ago or whatever, it was my intent that the live stream would also be recorded so people could watch the meeting, because families are busy and they can't always be here for a board meeting. You know, there's many sporting events, or they're not home from work, or whatever happens, so they can't come to board meetings. But they would like to participate or see what is happening during the board meeting, and that recording just doesn't give you that experience.
You're saying the audio recording.
Recording doesn't give you that same experience as a live stream kind of experience of visually seeing us at a board meeting. But we're not doing that, not posting that for people to be able to see. And if they're still at work at 6 o'clock or coming home or a soccer game or a basketball game, they don't get to participate in a board meeting. So I was just curious as to why that decision, whatever, didn't understand that was the motion.
Help me out, because I'm confused too. Live streaming versus what we get, the only difference is they don't get to see us. I mean, the content of the live stream meeting and what's recording is the same content, correct?
Right.
Am I right in saying
they're
that?
They're listening to audio.
So the only difference is not seeing our smiles, maybe.
Tyler's out of town, obviously, today, but I don't think there's been any more than two.
Yeah, what's the cost to live stream?
We're already
the meeting
live
for the next day.
We're already
live streaming. What's the cost to
record,
take the live stream
and post it?
So Don, were you wanting to? You were just wanting information tonight, or were you wanting to move forward?
I would go ahead and make a motion that the meeting, since we're already live streaming, that we go ahead and record the live stream and then post it on our channel.
I'll second that, and I would like to add that I'm a visual learner, so for me, watch something that's, I mean, to listen to something that's just audio versus watching something that's visual and audio, it's a very different learning experience for me. Visual and audio, I can learn from it, but if it was just listening, I would struggle. I thought that was being posted. So.
Okay.
I'd like to maybe get some more information from Tyler on just how much of his time it's going to be to do that, and I guess we have a channel, so maybe the cost is minimal, but I'd like to know those details before we would vote on something like that.
I would just like to see the cost. I don't have a problem with it at all. Same answer. I think we're getting the same answer, but you're right. Some things are more visual. But if it's going to cost us $10,000 to do that, so I'm not even – how much did it cost to do this in the first place? When, like,
$10,000?
I can't imagine it being very much since we're already there.
Tyler's
saying. I'm assuming, but I'd be right. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
But I would assume, Kelly, that Tyler's already having to send this to the web already, the audio part, so that's already a time piece. So if it was just the video and not having to do audio anymore, it would be probably the same amount of time. But I would agree with you that maybe we want to hear from him first. So
I don't want to commit him to something that he's had no
visibility to. Right?
Okay. Would you consider tabling the motion and for us to take action in July? For more information, and then we'll...
Yeah, can you go ahead and put it as an action item?
On the agenda?
On the agenda for
sure. I'm in favor of that. Is everybody else in favor of that? Board member-wise?
Sure.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. As old business for the July meeting.
Yeah. Only if Ms. Downer sings the national anthem if you go live.
All right. Superintendent's comments. Dr. Hibbard.
None. It's summertime.
Didn't want to talk about our meeting on Thursday?
Oh, well, I mean, we had a great meeting on Thursday. Over 90 participants at our community engagement meeting. We took probably a third of the people that came to the meeting. I think it's because we ran over a two-hour meeting. We had a lot of questions. But they took a tour of the high school. The people that I was with who hadn't been in the high school for a long time were interested in how clean it was, but yet how it's not a 21st century high school. Like, we had pictures of other high schools that have been newly renovated or are brand new, and those classrooms look markedly different than our high school classroom. So, yes, and it's on our website, the presentation, which was a new presentation based on feedback that we got from our first presentation. So,
where will we find the presentation?
If you go right to our website on the front page, you'll see a gold tab which talks Growing to Meet the Future. You click on that tab, and then it'll take you to FTCS or CSC. And
got a G showing up there.
Yeah.
But it's pretty easy, FTCSC.org/growth. And then Media and Comms is where they're putting all the presentations.
Presentations and data that we've.
It is mobile friendly. I checked on my iPhone, so.
So as we go along and get more feedback, all these presentations will change as we get more information. So.
Thank you, Dr. Hibbard and Fred.
And the only other thing I'd like to say is Todd Livesay just texted me and said to tell the board thank you for your support. He is actually on a family vacation in Florida, but is listening in.
Live stream.
There's one for live stream. Plus one.
I'm glad to hate.
Wave at the camera, everybody. Board member comments.
I'd just like to comment that I thought our recent graduation went very smooth. We got a good break in the weather because the next day it wasn't so pleasant. So I really was excited to see it happen on campus, and hopefully we'll go that direction again next year. I just thought it was very nice. I heard nothing but good things from
Same.
Parents.
I know a lot of people were really excited to take photos on campus after
yes.
the fact.
Yes, yes.
So. It's a little more personable than the walls of the convention center.
and a little cost effective, too.
Do we have any idea? Are we going to get any of that money back that we had paid them? Or yeah.
They keep forwarding it to the following year is kind of
okay.
what their process is right now. As they
but if we ever decide that we're not ever going back, we're just going to forfeit that, I would assume.
Actually, we do have a timeline where we can get some money back, but this is the third year we have transferred that money
okay.
over, so we have to work with them.
Okay.
Yeah. Students would love us. I thought that went really well too. The
I heard positive things about it as well.
Yeah, my daughter went, and she said that was the best time she ever had in school ever. So.
I know that some of the staff that got to go after the fact said they enjoyed it. So. Any other comments tonight? If not, we'll.
No, I just want to second the graduation. I thought it was absolutely fabulous from. FC grad who had it in the gym. It was just wonderful.
Yes, I thought so too.
Experience sitting up there and seeing the caps go up at both of them, and it was remarkable. So for everyone who planned and participated, and it was just a remarkable event. So thanks.
And I would go on record. I'm sorry.
Outside.
I'm sorry COVID affected the year before. That was just a bad for all of us.
Agreed.
But we're going forward now, so. Fun time.
Well, seeing no further comments from the board, the meeting stands adjourned at 6:51.